Our thanks to Dick Weiss, who comes in as our media critic. You can hear him every week on the show or check out his website, weissrite.com, weissswrite.com. And if you can't remember that, just log on to my website, themcgrawshow.com. And if you can't remember that, just go to the ktrs.com website. There's a link to my website, and then you can get to Dick's website. Dick, welcome to Big 550 KTRS.
Great to be here.
Good to be here. Good for you to be here. And I guess the big story over the weekend is the Arch coverage of Saturday night.
Yes, very dramatic. I was sitting home watching television, waiting for Saturday Night Live to come on, and caught a little bit of the news on Channel 5, and they mentioned that some people were trapped at the top of the arch, and they were presented wall-to-wall coverage. So I started flipping around to see who else was doing coverage. I could not find anything on Fox 2. I found intermittent coverage on KMOV, Channel 4. I went to the Post-Dispatch website, stltoday.com, found nothing until about 11:30, which is about hour after Channel 5 was providing its coverage.
Right. So Channel 5 went wall to wall?
Pretty much. They, you know, Saturday Night Live was doing a repeat. It's Christmas show. So it wasn't like they were interrupting anything too vital. But then again on KMOV, they had something from, what, a casino? Some show from a casino?
Oh, it's a dance contest.
Yeah,
like
they,
Reno's Dance Party.
Right, and they go into the line dancing, and they didn't feel like they could interrupt that all that often. They came in from time to time.
St. Louis Country Nights, I believe.
Channel 5 pretty much stayed with it. They had two correspondents down there, and the, they got people calling them on the cell phone from the top of the arch telling them what was going on, and it was pretty dramatic. Although, you know, in the end, really not a whole lot happened. They just got the people down, and everything was fine. But you know, the arch is a civic asset, and if anything untoward occurs there, you really want to be there and telling people what's going on. So kudos to Channel 5, many kudos to Channel 4, Raspberry to the Post-Dispatch, and I don't know what you want to give to the folks at Fox 2.
Have you been to the arch?
Occasionally. I don't like riding those little boxcars up there.
But you've been in the arch.
Oh,
yes. In the arch.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
All right. Are you from? You're not from here,
originally. Oh, yeah. I grew up here. City boy and class 69, U City High, for the answer to the St. Louis question.
Okay, because the whole hour we spent today talking about how people just, St. Louisans and so many St. Louisans have never been to the arch.
Yeah, well, if you have any friend from out of town, you're obliged to take them there. The thing that's really disappointing is the arch, as seen from almost any other place, is gorgeous, particularly from the east side driving into downtown.
Right over the
going up in the arch, of course, you can't see the arch itself. You see the rest of St. Louis, which is not nearly as good.
Yeah, but as when you're on top looking down and you can see the legs disappear into where you are, that's a pretty neat,
view. Yeah, but it's kind of claustrophobic up there. I bet if they had to do it over again, they would have redesigned the top up there. The thing to go to the arch for is the Guggenheim film showing the construction of the arch.
That Monument to a Dream.
Monument to a Dream is a magnificent piece of work.
Yeah, and every time I see that arch and every time we talk about the arch, two things always stick out, and that is the video of Larry Connors standing on top of the arch, and I guess they must have had a helicopter, something like the 10-year anniversary of the arch. We'll talk about it tonight at 10. And he's standing not in the arch, on top where the little light is. He was there. Right. And then Jack Buck told me that he did a show from the top of the arch the day they finished it.
Oh, yeah. That was quite dramatic. I was a young lad, and I remember that. It was very, very moving. The only thing that would top that is Larry Connors being tasered at the top of the arch. That was his other great moment in journalism.
That really was one of the goods, wasn't it? But yeah, it's amazing to me, and we were talking about this, and I just can't believe that so many. I was at a store Sunday, and we were online waiting to be checked out, and got into a conversation, and somebody chimed into the conversation and said, wait, you can go up in the arch?
Yeah, it's amazing
people
how little we know about you know, our St. Louis assets.
What do you make of the New York the Wall Street Journal possibly being sold to Rupert Murdoch?
Well, It's really hard to say. There's been a lot of discussion back and forth that Rupert Murdoch probably won't be the best thing that ever happened to the Wall Street Journal, but that he has assets that he can put into the journal and maintain its quality in terms of being able to spend and send people all over the world to provide coverage. But he has a reputation for doing schlocky journalism, of course, and also putting his interests, his business interests, into the journalism. And a lot of people are worried about that. And if he were to take over, I would imagine a lot of the fine reporters at the Wall Street Journal are going to take a hike. Now, where they're going to take a hike to is something else again, because this bottom line kind of approach to journalism is happening throughout the industry, and it's even roiling the New York Times, which is its stockholders are getting restless.
Right. Now, in terms of prestige in the newspaper business, the Wall Street Journal sits atop that, doesn't it?
Along with the New York Times.
I would even say the New York Times has probably slipped a little bit because of the last, with the Judith Millers and the other one.
Right. And the Washington Post, which has really done well in this last several years, and the Los Angeles Times, which is going to be slipping because it's part of the Tribune Company, which is in a delicate condition at this point.
Right.
But so, I mean, but at the top.
So, I mean, when we talk about the Wall Street Journal, we talk about the premier newspaper in the country.
Yeah, you can arguably.
Speaking of the Chicago Tribune, I saw something last week that says that they are going to start allowing ads on the front page.
That's right.
And to a newspaper purist, your philosophy is?
I think it's a sad thing to see, because the front page is essentially where you put out your most interesting, important stories, and it's been a tradition for many years, over, I would say, a century, to just put the news out there. But increasingly, the newspapers are putting ads. The Post-Dispatch has begun putting stickers on the front page, which are easy to pull off and not not too obtrusive, and of some value, I suppose. On the other hand, if this is the way to keep good journalism going, what can you say? The USA Today does it. The Wall Street Journal, in fact, has ads now on its front page. The Tribune companies, which own the Newsday, the Los Angeles Times, Chicago Tribune, some of the great nameplates in American journalism, are going to put ads on the front page. I suspect the Post-Dispatch will have ads on the front page in the not-too-distant future.
I don't see how it's that big of a deal, considering if they're saying newspapers are in serious trouble. And once newspapers go away, that's the beginning of the end. My personal feeling.
Right.
So if they are being inundated by all the new media and radio and television and webs and everything else, they need to make money. And if they don't make money, this country is in serious trouble. And if this is a new marketing scheme for them or a new way to generate revenue, so be it.
Right. Yeah, the critics will say that it just sends a message that everything's for sale. Of course, everything inside the paper, in a sense, is for sale. There are all the ads there.
Right.
As some of them are
They're not buying headlines. They're buying ad space.
Right. And it's easy to distinguish between the ads and the print. So there are other things that concern me more about what's happening in journalism than the ads, but I'd rather not see it on the front page.